It is rather difficult for us to figure out why we started to practice Zazen. It is rather difficult. And I think it may be the same for you. But the more you think why you started Zazen practice, the more you will find out how deep it is. The meaning you started Zazen practice. And once you start a practice, even though your determination is not so strong, or you don't feel your determination is not so strong, but you will find out how strong the determination has been. It is rather difficult. You think when you are here, you think sometime or once in a while, it may be better to give up. But actually, to give up our study, our practice, is not so easy. But you have some, you know, when you your determination, you think your determination is not so strong. When you think in that way, you will not make much progress. So anyway. Once you start to study Zazen, it's better for you to have strong, you know, determination not to give up our study or our practice. That is why we, a sort of student, put emphasis on way-seeking mind or determination to practice our way forever. And a trust in our true nature, which is always seeking for our true nature. You know, we say true nature is seeking for true nature. You know, because we have true nature, So naturally, we seek for, it is quite natural for us to seek for true nature. So Buddha, seek for Buddha, we say. Anyway, you know, even though once you study, start to practice Dzogchen, even though you stop it, for you leave the Sahara or Zen Center, I'm sure you will come back. I'm quite sure about that. But it is rather you know, waste of time. You know, so once you anyway, you are caught. By Buddha nature, which you have, you know. So it is better to continue until you have complete freedom, even from sitting that. That is much better. So to get through, you know, our practice until you have freedom from it. Then, whatever you do, that is extended practice of Dzogchen. If you stop practicing it until you have freedom from even Dzogchen practice, your life will be always shaky. So you feel as if you waste your whole life. For a man who realized what is practice, even though we haven't attained enlightenment, so-called enlightenment, we don't feel we waste we having our practice have been waste of time. We don't feel in that way. If you are, even though your practice is not perfect, you think someday or in next life you will, you know, sure to you will have sure to have that kind of feeling. And we are quite, we know what we kind of life we should have. So even though you don't feel your life was perfect, you will leave for your descendant some problem which they should solve. So your descendant or some of you will find out the meaning of our practice. And find out it is necessary for a human being to solve this problem and to continue our practice. So if no one starts this kind of practice, your descendant will not find out what is our true life and what is a way to solve personal problem as well as social problem. Especially, I think in America, not much people know the meaning of practice. And even in Japan too, you know, it is, in Japan, I think they have wrong understanding of layman and priest. The priest is the priests are quite different Buddhists from layman. But that is not right. So although priests practice sadhana, layman doesn't. Layman don't practice sadhana. Of course some of them do. But quite few people practice dhamma. And they think dhamma practice is too difficult for them. So the priest only should practice dhamma. But that is they have this kind of idea. So I think most of Japanese people doesn't understand why we practice that. It is not matter of layman or priest. For all of us, it is necessary to practice sadhana, not only Buddhist, but also for all followers of various religions. But dhamma practice is not just personal practice. Buddhist practice is for each one of ourselves and for the other too. and to help themselves and to help others is the purpose of practice and a reason why we practice dharmas. I think it is now it is the time to practice sadhana for which everyone of us. So if you realize this point, our practice is not just, you know, for ourselves. And we should know this point. All, I know the American people are very individualistic. You know. And so their practice is very sincere, I know that. But their practice is just tend to be just for himself. And so, if he thinks he thinks he has freedom of choice, whether you should practice, or whether he should do it or not. But we actually we don't practice our zazen just for ourselves. And here I feel some difficulty, some in spreading our true way in America. Maybe, you know, personally, I think you may have very good teacher. But and good teacher will give up personal things, you know, and sacrificing their his own life, and he may devote himself to the practice in its true sense. But people may think, you know, that is just, you know, his choice. It doesn't, you know, just his choice. So for him, that may be a very good thing. But I don't agree with him, or his practice is nothing to do with with life. So even though you have you may have good teacher, I think you will appreciate his value or his practice, his being so much. You may not appreciate him so much. But that is, you know, that kind of understanding of individualism is not so good. Individualism in its true sense is very good. And our religion should be for each one of us, you know. First of all, he should do it for his own sake. He should not concern about others' criticism. He should have strong determination to do it. In this point, individualism is very good, but if you think individualism is absolute, you know, teaching like Bible or scripture, it is, you know, we don't take that kind of understanding. For Buddhists, there is no absolute teaching, even though it is good. We should know good side and bad side. We should know our tendency. We should know that it is human being who believe in some kind of teaching. And human being originally has some difficulty to accept teaching as it is. Usually, we accept teaching just to make some excuse for himself, for ourselves. No. In scripture, it is said so and so, so it is good to do so, without thinking about it so much. Scripture says, this is American way, that is Japanese way. No, we don't accept teaching in that way. When you want to study, accept teaching, you should know what it is. American way is not always good. Japanese way is not always good. If there is good side, there must be bad side. So we should be very careful to accept the teaching. We should know the both sides of the one teaching. You may say, this is difference of the culture background. So Buddhism should be extended or should be developed according to the culture background and in America there must be American Buddhism in as Japanese, you know, Buddhism is based on or extended on the base of the Japanese culture. But this is, you know, one of the important characteristic of Buddhism is whatever the, you know, cultural background is, Buddhism has some power to penetrate into the cultural background. We do not ignore the cultural background, but Buddhism is the deeper foundation of various cultural background. That is why even though Chinese, Indian Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism, and Japanese Buddhism are different, quite different, are very different, I must say. But there is some traditional understanding of Buddhism, which is always said. So, I think until you understand your culture, good side and bad side, and accept the accept Buddhism as a deeper foundation of your culture, I think you your effort will